today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
If people were to look through the contacts on your phone, what or who would they see? Do the people you associate with add value to your life? Are they individuals who can and will assist you if really needed? When you meet people, do you assess them to determine if they are a good fit? When you meet people, do you assess them to determine if they need to or should be a part of your life? Do you ask yourself if they serve God's purpose for your life? Do you ask God if the person is a part of His plan for your life? Your life and its purpose is very important to the world. If you open the door of your mind to the wrong person, your thinking, planning, and your purpose will be affected. If you open the door of your heart to the wrong person, your emotions and ability to trust others will be affected. The wrong person will give birth to the wrong experience, and that will affect future relationships because you will begin to see others through the lens of that negative experience. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, the writer says, "He who walks with wise men shall be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." This verse speaks to the power of association to shape character. You have to be very careful as it relates to who you allow to be a part of your circle of friends, your circle of acquaintances, your peers, and your coworkers. Wise people breed wisdom. Foolish people love and participate in folly. In Proverbs 13:21, the writer says, "Evil pursues sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid." Based on these two verses, what kind of people are you associating with? Take a good look at where you are in life. Are the people you allow to be around you helping you to get to where you want to be? Are you helping them get to where they need to be? Are you taking the right people with you? The people you associate with should elevate, encourage, comfort, challenge, and remind you of who you are in Christ. You should have a greater effect on the lives of those who allow you to be in their circle. Who you associate with will influence and shape your character. You will be known by the crowd you hang around. Don't associate with people who are a bad influence and have nothing to offer of eternal value in and to your life. On the other hand, look to affect people's lives for the good of Christ. Be an example of an effective witness today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.